Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Today we head to Denmark, where the Minecraft Projects exhibition for 2021 is well underway. It showcases the nation's emerging experimental studios and designers. The annual exhibition arrives in a digital format this year and, as always, highlights makers whose practice combines traditional craft and new technology. Monocle's Gabriele Delasante met some of the minds involved in crafting this year's exhibition and sent us this report.
What I find really interesting about Minecraft is the two words, which really holds the essence of the project.
Jamie Williams there, a Welsh architect and curator based in Copenhagen. She's part of the board of curators this year at the Minecraft Project, a platform for emerging designers in Denmark.
When I was looking at my selection, I really liked to see what was the approach and the thought behind the design that was being created or the studio's practice. And then on the other hand is the craft, which is maybe a bit more about the materiality, the technique, the methods used to produce and kind of finish the object.
Since 2008, Minecraft has showcased the works of designers exploring experimental techniques while honing traditional crafts. Its aim? To highlight how new generations of designers in Denmark are bridging art, technology, and craftsmanship to find sustainable solutions, and introduce innovative manufacturing practices that can inspire the industry and help fellow designers face the environmental challenges of the future. For this year's exhibition, Jamie was asked to select a number of studios and designers who she thought could suit the project.
I was really looking for designers or studios that were using new materials, such as recycled items or repurposing lost and found objects, or really looking at how to use materials in new ways. So I selected 9192. Who were really starting to understand the opportunities to use recycled sea plastic. Matching up with that, they also were exploring a really innovative technology, 3D printing, which is just also something really interesting to see how innovation and experimentation can actually produce another type of craft that is very kind of future orientated and also explores methods of manufacturing that can be seen as local as well.
We discuss what it means to showcase emerging designers in Denmark today, a country whose identity is so strongly connected with the world of design, and what an experimental approach to the craft means in the Danish context.
So I think the Minecraft project is really great at bringing young emerging talent on an international stage, right? And I think that as designers in this day and age, it's actually really difficult to kind of get that exposure and meet, you know, the manufacturing partners they need. But what's really exciting is that then you start to assemble a group of designers and studios that are then trying to represent what Danish design is today in 2021, right? Putting that on an international stage is a really important thing to do. And when you look at the group of designers and studios that have been chosen this year, I think it's quite easy to see that there's still some designers that are working very traditionally, that is maybe more representable of Danish craft and design from previous years, working with wood and minimalism and kind of this simplicity. But you also have designers such as 9192 who are really trying to turn those narratives into something that's utilizing more modern techniques and technologies and ways of thinking about design. So whether that's still trying to achieve this Scandinavian or Nordic minimalism, but using new methods and techniques to do it.
After our chat, I hop on my bike and cross the city to visit 9192, a studio that features on this year's Minecraft platform. In a small workshop lined with multiple 3D printers and rows of Roman-like vases made out of white recycled plastic, Tse Yurong is busy running his design studio. He's from China and set up 9192 just a few months ago, designing vases, side tables, lamps, all made out of local plastic waste. The shape of his pieces are soft and organic, a representation for Zeyu of what life for him in Copenhagen is like. For example, the morning dip side table, present at the Minecraft Projects exhibition, has a tall and cylindrical shape, and its wavy blue surface is inspired by Copenhagen's canals in the summertime.
Every summer in Copenhagen, it's a very lovely tradition that everyone dip into the canal with the sunlight and the water. So we really embracing the lifestyle. We transmit that moment into our object. That's where the morning dip name come from. And the side table, it looks like moving water. It looks like abstraction of a cut-off water pillar. The blue color, it reminds you of the morning swim in the water. We really love that feeling. And it has a different level. It's not a classic design language, which brings a fresh wipe to the interior.
And he tells me what it means for him to be working with a material like plastic. For Zeyu, it's all about giving the material new meaning, crafting objects that have traditionally been made out of classic and more refined materials.
This vase we are having, the 1st century AD, they are inspired by the Roman vases, which are made out of ceramics and glass. We use this shape, but we have a recycled plastic, which is very recent and modern. Recycled plastic is being used as packaging material a lot, but not that much used as a design object or like vases or other accessories. In the way that we are doing it, we use 3D printing technology, creating a special shape or texture or tactile quality to it, and also the transparency give it a different optical quality, which is similar to glass, but not as hard or cold as glass.
In between a growing number of collaborations with local brands, Zeyu and his team will be soon expanding and moving into a bigger studio. He's confident that the Minecraft project will give his work even more exposure and, most importantly, show the world the kind of design that is coming out of Denmark today. For Monocle in Copenhagen, I'm Gabriele Delisante.
Gabriele Delisante, thank you for that report. And to visit this year's exhibition virtually, head to mindcraftproject.com. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.